Parshas Bahar famously begins with Hashem instructing Moshe as described in the following terms, Vidaber Hashem al Moshe, Bahar Sinai Lemor. The Torah emphasizes that what's about to come, the following psukim, were told to Moshe by Hashem at Har Sinai. And what in fact follows is an extensive discussion about the laws of Shemitah. This well-known pasuk gives rise to an even more famous comment by Rashi, where he asks the well-known question, Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai? Why are we emphasizing that specifically the section related to Shemitah was given by Hashem to Moshe and Har Sinai when we know that the whole Torah was? Why specifically is this phrase used as an introduction to the laws of Shemitah? Every time Hashem speaks to Moshe to give the Jewish people more halachos, we don't always say, this was at Sinai, this was at Sinai, specifically only Shemitah. Hence the question, Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai? To answer this question, Rashi quotes that the answer is that Ma Shemitah Kloseha Uperoteha Ne'emru Misinai, so just like when it came to Shemitah, the broad principles as well as the details of the mitzvah were all given to Moshe at Sinai, so too, as a paradigm, we learn from this that all mitzvot were also given to the Jewish people, to Moshe at Sinai, the details, the broad principles, etc., etc. This is a very well-known teaching, but it really begs the question of what's the deeper message? Why would the Torah make this point in this way? And if you feel the need to use one mitzvah as an example, that it was given at Sinai in all of its details, so to every mitzvah is given at Sinai in all of its details, why pick Shemitah to make this point? Any one of the 613 mitzvos could have been used. We could have had the same introductory pasuk, Vedaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor, and it could have been followed by anything, and then we would have said, just like that other thing was given at Sinai, so to all other mitzvos. So why would it be Shemitah specifically to make this point? The Ksav Sofer, in a magnificent piece in his commentary here at the beginning of the Parsha, gives the following somewhat elaborate interpretation. He begins with an insight from his father, and then based on that insight, he brings it back to explaining our Parsha and the question that we just asked. In order to answer that question eventually, though, he starts off in a broader discussion, and that is the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, the famous Gemara where the potential convert comes over first to Shammai, but then to Hillel, says, teach me all of the Torah on one foot. And Hillel responds, Madasani Alecha, whatever is hateful to you, you know, don't do to your friend. In other words, the negative inversion of V'hapla Recha Kamocha, the golden rule. This is what Hillel tells the Ger. If you want to know the whole Torah on one foot before you convert, that is the essence of the Torah. So the Ksav Sofer quotes from his father, the Chasam Sofer, who explains what was really going on between the prospective convert and Hillel. And he asks a different, somewhat well-known question, which is why was the Torah not given until the Jewish people got to Har Sinai? Why couldn't it have been given at an earlier time? Could it have been given previously? And he explains that there are those who answer. He doesn't quote anyone by name, but he says this is a well-known answer, that it was only because of the fact that, as Rashi tells us, when the Jewish people were encamped at the base of the mountain, it was V'yichen Sham Tachti Dahar, and they were K'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. When they were at the foot of the mountain, they were like one man with one heart. The people were totally unified. Now, we usually understand that as just a description of the tremendous unity that the Jewish people achieved when they got to Sinai. However, the Chasam Sofer quotes from others who say, no, it wasn't until they reached that point of unity that Hashem could give them the Torah. Had they not reached that unity at Har Sinai, Hashem wouldn't have given them the Torah, but because they were previously not yet fully unified. Only when they reached the level of full unity as a nation, K'ish Echad B'Lev Echad at Sinai, only then is when Hashem could give them the Torah. And why is that? Why is unity so important? So the Chasam Sofer explains, because really the Torah is so demanding and so varied in its demands that there's no one person who can really fulfill the whole Torah. How can I give the Torah to people who can't fulfill it? It's not fair. However, once we become unified, we basically become ki'ish echad, like one person, then as a nation we can fulfill the all the Torah. It's true, some people aren't Kohanim, some people don't live in Israel, certain mitzvot don't apply to certain people or in different locations. However, if we're unified, an entire nation, men and women, Kohanim and non-Kohanim, Israel, not Israel, everyone together, then as a unit, and since we're unified, we're ki'ish echad, then that unified ki'ish echad can fulfill the whole Torah. But before that, when we're just random individuals, how could Hashem give us the Torah? It wouldn't be fair, because as random individuals, there's no one person who could fulfill the whole Torah. Only when we became unified completely, K'ish Echad B'Lev Echad at Har Sinai, could we be given the Torah. So Sofer adds that this is probably what Rabbi Akiva meant when he says his famous teaching that v'ahavta l'rechecha kamocha is klal gadol b'Torah. Loving your fellow person like yourself is the klal gadol. So usually we just think of it as meaning it's an important principle, the most important principle. But says Ksav Sofer in a more precise way in light of what his father explained, that this is what Rabbi Akiva is saying. V'ahavta l'rechecha kamocha is the klal gadol b'Torah, that is to say, it's the ahavta that makes the whole Torah possible. Only because of the ahavta, because of our love for our fellow Jew, because of our unity as a nation, where we really become one, like brothers and really one, only because of that, klal gadol b'Torah, can we fulfill the whole Torah? Because otherwise we wouldn't be able to fulfill the Torah. And that is what the Ksav Sofer says is really happening with the Ger and Hillel. The Ger wanted to fulfill the whole Torah. He didn't want to convert if he wouldn't be able to fulfill the Torah, but he didn't think that was possible. And that's what he meant when he said, teach me the Torah on one foot. What's that one principle that will allow me to fulfill the whole Torah? And Hillel said the answer is basically the Ahavta Recha Kamocha, just like Rabbi Akiva saying, the Ahavta is a Klal Gadol B'Torah. If you have that principle, if we're all unified, like we saw at Sinai, then you can fulfill the whole Torah because you're part of the Jewish people, and as a people, we can fulfill the whole Torah. Coming back to the beginning of our parsha, says Ksav Sofer, now we understand. Why was it Shemitah? Because the Ahavta Recha Kamocha is not just a feeling in the heart, but it's a feeling in the heart that is manifested through actions which show the person that you love him. For example, if your friend is in need, if he's poor and you're there and you help him, not only emotionally, but physically, financially, however the person needs. That's the Ahavta Recha Kamocha, not the feeling in the heart only, but the physical or the practical manifestations, I should say, of that feeling. And says the Ksav Sofer, what better example can there be than in Shemitah, when people who might already have been poor, now they can't work, there's no food, they can't farm, they're desperate, what are they going to do? And then all the richer people who are the landowners, they are mafkir, all their produce. They say everything is ownerless, anyone can come and eat. What a great example of Ahavta Recha Kamocha. So the idea is that just like Shemitah was given at Sinai, it's the essence of Ahavta Recha Kamocha, so to the whole Torah, the essence is Ahavta Recha Kamocha.